אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר זוהר לעם, הקדמת ספר הזוהר, מאמר שמח במועדים ואינו נותן לעניים, בפסקה 175. אתם מוזמנים להיכנס לאתר שלנו, kab.co.il.
You can watch us on our site and find the book and send us questions, selected questions regarding...
And as usual, just as we always talk about, for the sake of reading of the Zohar, the Zohar is the source that explains to us in the most internal high place the general system, because the authors of the Zohar came to the degree of Gar of Atzilut, which is called the final correction, and from this height they wrote this book for us. Therefore, if we try to unite between us, to connect with all reality, to connect with the whole world, and we want to reveal the upper force, the none else besides him that is in all the parts that are in the reality, and also not in the parts, but in the one reality, meaning we want to see the reality not shattered, but corrected, then as we aim for this, as we are drawn to this, the reading in the Zohar appeals us in the most powerful way. It brings to us the most beneficial surrounding light. So let's think this way.
175. The share of the Creator is to delight the poor as much as he can.
Poor is someone who longs, who yearns to have knowledge, but wants to come to the revelation of the Creator.
For on holidays, the Creator comes to see his broken kelim.
There are times, meaning special states in each and every one, in which he is in a closer way to the Creator. Just like the earth turns in such a way around itself, and around the sun, and the moon, around earth, meaning there are changes. Although everything depends on a person, as we learn. But there are changes in the general system, in the operating system, and there's a certain schedule here, a certain change here, that changes for the good and changes for the bad. So in order to awaken additional systems, alternative systems that will also influence us and hasten the times, they take upon themselves these side systems that are in different processes. They take upon themselves part of our work by bringing us once the burdening of the heart states and sometimes things that will lighten our heart.
Enters them and sees that they have nothing with which to rejoice. He weeps for them and rises up to destroy the world. Upon the creation of the world, when he said to the angels, "Let us make man in our image," Chesed said, "Let him be created, for he does mercy." Truth said, "Let him not be created, for he is all lies." Tzedek, justice said, "Let him be created, for he does tzedakah." And peace said, "Let him not be created, for he is all strife." What did the Creator do? He took truth and threw it to the ground, as it is written, and cast truth to the ground. It is known that one should always engage in Torah and Mitzvot, even Lo Lishma, because from Lo Lishma he comes to Lishma.
The Zohar explains to us in the article 613.18 and 613.Pekudin, which is joined to the introduction to the Book of Zohar, that a person is constructed from altogether 613 desires. And to correct them, it's called to do 613 mitzvot, because it's a commandment to correct each and every desire, to use it and in order to bestow. These desires are divided to Ramach desires and Shasa, Ramach desires of doing and Shasa of not doing. Meaning on the 148 we have to, the 248 we have to do restriction and not do anything with them, and the rest we have to do usage in receiving in order to bestow. Altogether, 613 desires in a person that needs to be corrected all completely in order to bestow. Only this one in action and one in specifically in a lack of action. Yes? And they're all corrected by the light which reforms, meaning by the inner light that once filled these desires and then this departed from them and now remains as a surrounding light. And these desires are all in the intention in order to receive, and the surrounding light is outside. And we can connect this surrounding light to the corrupted desire so that this light will influence the desire and correct it in the intention instead of in order to receive, to in order to bestow. And according to this intention, the light will enter into the desire as the internal light. Meaning we're doing a certain matchmaking between the surrounding light and the corrupted desire. That's our work.
Please. This is so because for man's lowness, he cannot engage in mitzvot in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker right from the start. Rather, by this nature, he can make any movement only if it is for his own benefit. For this reason, first he must engage in mitzvot lo lishma.
Meaning he works in all of his desires in order to bring good for self. That's his nature. He's not even aware of this. And even later, when he's aware of this, he can't stop himself. It's like he's stealing and he knows he's stealing, but he has no choice. This is how I am. Well, what to do? Yes?
Out of his own benefit, and yet during the act of mitzvot, he extends abundance of kedusha.
Meaning, even when he starts to develop, he starts to see himself, how egotistical I am, how much bad I'm doing, I'm not doing good, how I'm thinking about others, how to exploit them, and so on. Meaning, he's already starting to check himself. He wants somewhat to rise above his intentions. This is called that he's already in a state of lolishma. Meaning that he recognizes that his inclination is towards the sake of himself and the bad of others, the harm of others. That's called lo lishma, meaning he understands this. He recognizes this. And slowly, anyways, he continues to see a bad state in this, and the surrounding light operates on us. As much as I feel that this state is bad for me, meaning I want to come to bestow, and instead of that I'm in reception. And according to how much I'm suffering from the difference between the desirable and the existent, and the existing, in the existing, which has been being reception, and the desirable to be in bestowal, accordingly, the surrounding light operates on me and corrects me slowly, until I come to the intention that truly becomes, in the beginning, I just want to have the intention in order to bestow. And then slowly, all of a sudden, it starts, and we enter it. Yes.
And yet, during the act of mitzvot, he extends abundance of kedusha,
which is called the surrounding light.
And through the abundance that he extends, he will eventually come to engage in mitzvot lishma in order to bring contentment to his Maker.
Is it clear? Wonderful. Nice.
This is the meaning of truth's complaint about the creation of man, saying that he is all lies. He was complaining, how can such a man be created from the outset to engage in Torah and mitzvot in complete falsehood in lo lishma?
Meaning, first of all, there's a problem here. Did truth say correctly or not? the measure of emet, the of truth. Well, is it correctly or not? Well, say. Why does it say that he slandered? He's saying the right thing. Well, you're a liar. Exactly to the degree that I enter this word, the intensity of this word, I'm saying the right thing. Therefore, it's true, called truth, emet. That the shekel, the falsehood, is the foundation of a person which is completely in order to receive. It's completely opposite the Creator. It's called emet, the truth. Why is it called to slander? As if he's saying something bad. Or as he's saying something bad, he wants to spoil something. Is it better if he would cover on it and say nothing?
No.
Well,
let him be created because he does mercy, since the mercies that he does, which is necessarily an act that is scrutinized as bestowal through it, he is gradually corrected until he can engage in all the mitzvot in order to bestow. Hence, he is certain to eventually reach his goal of engaging lishma. This is why Chesed argued that he should be created.
Meaning, the truth is talking about the matter itself. That is completely in order to receive. It's all the desire to receive. You can't think about anything other than that. So why to create such a thing? Not worthy of anything. This is how the truth sees this quality. This quality sees it himself. What does Chesed say? Mercy? Chesed says, no, there is a possibility to change. That he has an opportunity, a possibility to change, to do actions of Chesed, of mercy. But he is completely in falsehood. He wants for the sake of himself. He says, correct. Benches are for the sake of himself, and the actions are in giving. So, despite the fact that he has such an inner split, here's the thoughts, and here's the action. Anyways, these actions, with the wrong intentions for the time being, can bring him to a change. Can someone explain this to me? Okay, I have no choice. I'll say it. Meaning, if we take, Mushi, listen. If we take actions of bestowal that I want through them to come to bestowal, and really, my intention is not to come to bestow. Rather, this is how I think, this is how I talk, this is how I, as if I want. If I try to come to bestow through these actions of bestow as much as I can to be included in the friend, and in the teacher, and in the creator, it doesn't matter in what, with who, with all the falsehood that I have on the side of the truth, which is completely all lies. These actions of mine will bring me to correction. So I, according to my intention, it can only be with any, and what about some surrounding light? Because my intention is for myself, but the action is an action of bestowal, and I'm aware of this, and I admit that I'm still in such a way. I invite, by doing so, the reforming light. Meaning the reforming light operates upon me, to the degree in which I want supposedly to come out of the in order to receive and to in order to bestow. But I can't, and I don't want. But you're doing actions that are to that direction, and that's enough. Meaning, I'm in the wrong intention, but in the right action. And by the right action, I awaken the light, which corrects my intention. Clear? Again. I am included from desire and intention. Thought. Upon my thought and upon my intention, I am not capable of controlling. I want for myself. Sometimes I think, no, I want now, really, for the others. I will now give, I will do. Later I see how much that was all sold in advance. It was just like that. I lied to myself. I didn't even see myself. It's clear, yeah? It happened. Meaning, the intentions are bad. They're not good. They're either in transgressions or even in wrongdoings and evil. It comes to us from the shattering of the vessels. There's nothing we can do about that. But the actions in the group, in dissemination, in integral education, in all sorts of things, I am capable of carrying out, of engaging in. If those actions are organized correctly so that I can succeed with these actions, in order to succeed in the actions, to be big, to be successful, I must come to the society and to ask from them, give me the force. I have to come to the lessons and the teacher, give me a little wisdom. I come to the broad masses in order to bestow to it. Why? In order to be big. In order to define my opinion, my reasoning on them. I want them to receive it. But these actions, as much as I'm capable, I organize these actions, deeds. I do them as if I am bestowing, as if I'm bestowing. It's enough in order to awaken the reforming light, the surrounding light, and it influences me in a way that my intention starts to change. The action I did supposedly right. Only the intention was wrong. Now, this intention also starts to join the action more and more and more by the surrounding light which is operating on it. And this way, I more and more, it's called after the actions, the hearts are drawn. In this way, I already go together. Action, like it was before. According to the action, you can say he's doing everything right, but the intention. And only in intention, we are different than everyone. Only in the intention that we, by the intention, draw the reforming light. And if we don't do that, we won't succeed, and even the opposite, even worse. We will come to a greater shattering, meaning to a circle that he'll bring us to, but this point must be very clear. We can do good actions, no problem. I now am standing, and I start to give out and give out to everyone, love, sweets, whatever you want. Why? Behind me, there's an angel standing behind me with a stick. The moment I stop for 1 second, I get a blow. Well, that's it. So the right actions, they're the right. No one can say, because the action you need to examine. You're doing delete on every single thing other than what you see. One should not judge anything but what his eyes can see. And the intention, no one knows, even the person himself, only to awaken the surrounding lights. And the surrounding ones, we awaken by how I connect with the group as I want to connect better, and with the public, meaning other than action, what would I want to add? Efforts to add the right intention towards the friends, towards the teacher, towards the study, towards the masses that I go out to. Those efforts invite the reforming light. Because the matter does not change. The actions don't change. Only one changes. The intention changes. The whole of creation is only to place, to stand the right intention by the actions. These actions, what actions? Actions that will be according to the intention. In the beginning, the actions, I don't want to receive anything. No, 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 no. Thank you very much. Why? I don't have the intention. I don't have the right intention. So I avoid. Later, I can receive something. Thank you very much. Meaning I'm putting a screen and a reflecting light. I can already bestow to answer to him. Then I'm operating my vessels, reception vessels, meaning I'm working with my reception vessels, either from not receiving, like we avoid because of shame, or we already receive in order to show that we are bringing the love to us, and from us we want to thank, have gratitude. The actions are the same actions, only the problem is that the intention is what defines the quality of the action. Yes. I'll give it to a Haifa boy.
On the one hand, I feel that there is this one direction, but in my mind, it's a contradiction. An hour ago, I heard that I needn't do anything if I don't have the right intention. Now I hear that let the intention be, do what you have to do, and the intention will come. On the one hand, I understand that it's not a contradiction, but I come out confused.
I'll explain it to you in simplicity. When I said don't do anything, if there's no intention, that really we have to be make sure that we care for the intention. Very simply, we have to care for the intention. Without your intention, your actions are like the kibbutz people or the Russians there who did communism or in every single place where they wanted to connect people. And nothing came out, good came out of it. We want to connect people so that something good will come out of it. Yes? So in what are we different from them? By us having the right intention. Therefore, we need to come to the group, into me, into all kinds of things, in order to be connected to all the place where we cook the intention, where we brew it, where we put a spoon with the medicines with it to each and every one. And then only we go out to the action. Therefore, I said, don't do anything without intention. And therefore, I said, without the intention, no action is worthwhile. Is that okay?
It's okay, but there is the other part we just talked about.
What? That if you know that your intentions are not yet right, but you want and you yearn long to be in the right intentions and to improve them, then they improve through the actions if, even though the intentions are not good. The bad intention that you know it's not good and you want to improve it is called an intention of lo lishma. That you are aware that it's still not for the sake of the Creator or for the sake of adhesion or to bring Him contentment.
So, one way or another, I act,
yes,
I do.
Not before you come to a group and are integrated with it and are equipped by the right intention as much as you can. Then you go out. How do you do it in Haifa? Not like that?
All over Israel, every moment, that's how it is. But I'm trying to understand, when don't I act? Or I do it anyway.
You come to some place that you decided that you're going to do some action there, let's say a lecture or a discussion or a workshop or something. You don't start before you prepare yourself from within. Therefore, I said, you have some little booklet or something that you prepare yourself, something to hear, something to see, some clip, something to read, to call someone that will help you, to quickly prepare yourself. You have by you some friend that's accompanying you, that with him you enter into some right preparation. That's a must. Yes.
Okay, it exists, but suppose we decided to prepare ourselves and everyone's late, we only partially prepared ourselves, maybe we didn't prepare ourselves enough, we decided together to start, and that's it. Hoping that from the actions, our intention, I don't know how to put it,
that with the hope that through the actions you will awaken the right intention.
No.
And it could be that yes, and it could be a not. I'm not sure. It depends on the state and the people and all sorts of how it will trickle down, how it will spin. It could be that in the middle of the discussion you will start to feel that I'm lacking the intention, therefore I can't convince. If I had the intention right now within, if I was burning inside, even without words that I'm splurting out, they would connect with me. We need to understand what the intention is. The intention is that I have a pipe that comes to me from the Creator, and I now connect this pipe to the user, to the person. And he starts to get filled through this pipe by the light. And this is the most sure. Let him not understand, that's fine. But this click between him and the Creator, through me, that I just did this connection, that I connected him to the filling station. Yeah, to the filling station. I did everything. This is called dissemination. That's dissemination. It's not the paka-paka that you're doing with your words or convincing or anything. That's the dissemination. Because behind that, he's already connected. After that, he's already connected. You did into him that connection, so he will already not be able to exit this ever. And you did this. It's also at your expense, and also at his expense, and on the expense of the Creator, there's already contact. And you are called now towards him, the upper, the teacher, and he towards you, the lower, who belongs to you, like your baby. And this remains forever and ever.
When I felt that there is a chance that that might happen, there was immediately pride that came with it.
That deal with later. That's not important. So it'll be a little bit filled with pride. You're connecting these people to the pipe, to the abundance, and you, meanwhile, will get corrupted. Well, so what? Get ruined. You will start later. The light that's flowing through you will give you the feeling that you're corrupted. Yes, it's a fact that you're saying that I immediately felt that the pride grabs me. That's a revelation. People pay a lot of money for that. That's a revelation of the evil. You think you weren't before? You were filled with pride before too. Only now you know it. Why does it come to you? It's the reward. This is the revelation of a greater kli. It's the reward because you gave an effort and did a nice action. So don't look at it as immediately pride. What will I do with this? How? You now need to thank the Creator who opened for you this vessel and showed you who you are. This is called the kiss the stick. We finished the lesson. I don't know. You and Moti. Moti, well.
I won the auction, in other words. Suppose me and a friend, we go and disseminate, and I feel that the friend, he has these foreign thoughts. If I make the intention for him to, does it work?
Yes, it works 100%. Yes. If I do it for the friend, it works. Let's say he's not capable. I carry him, let's say, God forbid, something fell on him today, that he truly comes only because he has to be next to me. Let's say, my driver to help me carry something there to some action. But anyways, he came. So I carry him with me And this is how we work together, as much as you can. Well, or in what?
You said that the intention is that I have the pipe through which I connect a person and fulfill him with abundance. How do I do that? What do I have to do in order for it to happen?
That I want to connect him. I want with my words from within, in the internality of the words, to transfer to him the light, the abundance, the upper force, the creator. I come to him with the intention that I want to connect him with all of creation, with all the creatures, to one net. I want to return to the corrected state, so it will be one body, one mass, that we're all connected in this whole net. Of the world.
So why does it sometimes work and sometimes it doesn't?
You don't succeed in a place where you need to add the intention, where you're capable of adding the intention. You're given the revelation of evil, the empty place that demands correction. If you're capable of doing the correction, then the place is shown to you. Only to the degree that you're capable. Yes, Chaim.
So, Rav, from your answer to Oren, if there's a good intention, there will be a good outcome. I'm asking because yesterday afternoon, I think I had the best intentions ever, and the results seemingly were the worst I ever had.
Nice. Why do you think that you need to see these things on the place? You already came to the final correction? So, according to the actions and intentions, immediately in the same direction of the action is revealed how much we act in the correction of the world. Of course we need to see how the world is corrected, but we will actually discover with that how the world was truly more corrupted than what we thought it was. I enter some... I remember I worked in some big factory in the laboratory there. And in the factory there were enormous glass windows, 3-4 floors in height, a huge big hall with machines and everything, and the glass, a wall of glass. And once, some cleaner started to clean them. I remember how we felt at looking at this glass. What dirt was on them. I remember that feeling. It's something terrible. Because before that, it was just like simply, like it's just... But the gap was so huge. I'm reminded by that till this day, even though it was dozens of years ago. That when you start to clean, you start to feel the bad. Before that, you didn't know you were so dirty. Now, towards the fact that you cleaned the part of it, or half of it, or something, now you discover how much more you are dirty. You have a much worse sensation. I remember how they started to scream at that cleaner. What did you do? Now we have to wash this whole wall now. It's like half a kilometer and a height of 100 meters. It's certain that... So that's how we are. Also towards the Creator. What did you give us? What work? What this? Well, there's no end to it. Well, what to do? But it's a revelation. It's a revelation. Yes.
So, our contact with the audience happens through the intention.
Correction is intentions. Actions without intentions, they work. I'm not saying that they don't, because, of course, we have an action before that. We have the group. We have other friends that are in all kinds of actions, and they're with us together, and we're connected together. It's not that I go out, yes or no. I don't measure. I'm kind of like a representative of this spiritual superpower behind all the Kabbalists of all the generations together, me, all the friends of on all the continents and so on. Meaning you can't in such a way, oh, it's not, it's this or nothing. You know, just like he just asked. But anyways, we have to make sure, maintain and care for these intentions. And in summary of the matters, of course, everything is defined only according to the intention. Yes.
So how do we equip ourselves with the intention on a daily basis? How do we build the intention infrastructure for that to live in the friends? Because in actions, we're fine.
We talked about that for already 2.5 hours.
Okay, I hear you for 2.5 hours, but soon we'll go out and I'll have work to do with the friends, and I want for this work to be more beneficial than yesterday.
Guys, I don't know. What, to repeat another 2.5 hours of what there was? I don't know. I explained, meaning how I, with my friends, now, let's say within 5 or 10 minutes, come to a state that I'm ready to go out towards integral education. Do you have there some words? I would give them to do this. They need to cook this from within. Only these are mitzvot that the time requires, and we need to execute from today to today. And I don't know what to say. In me, it's all one system. In what direction? The question again. Give me the question again. To try to formulate it.
Today, we're going on dissemination. How can we build the infrastructure in the group that will allow every friend to equip himself with the intention?
You need to maybe sit now for 10 minutes after the lesson, 15 minutes, and to decide or agree on a certain slogan, a sentence or two, maybe three sentences. But it should be accepted on everyone that even I don't read and I forgot the internality of the manners. The others are reading, and then because we agree, it's like we're doing our root around it, mutual guarantee on it, it operates on everyone. It's Israel, the light and the creator are one. That we need to be in the work of the priests. That we are the middle third of Tiferet to connect those things, that I need to connect the surrounding lights towards the masses. Something, the main thing is how to connect all the parts of the creation with the Creator and me and everyone together, and that I am the one that defines that on the spot. Well, I don't know. There's something there from the sources? Maybe Moshe will say.
It says in the Siddur, you have to say 2 verses. As it says, which is untranslatable.
Yes, that's true, but... I don't know. It's true that we can call ourselves righteous because it gives strength and one heightens his heart in the ways of the Creator, but I don't think that it's going to be received in them. Yes.
Friends from Ashkelon said that we've decided to sing Leman Achai V'Re'ai for my brothers and friends, working on the intention we talked about.
Also true. All the sentences could be good as long as it's accepted on everyone and that a person fully identifies with it more. And like this, there are going to be ups and downs, but it will happen. Okay, or read to us a little bit more.
Peace to complain that he was all strife, because he cannot engage in mitzvot in order to bestow, but with a mixture of self-pleasing. He is always in strife with the Creator because it seems to him that he is a complete righteous. He does not feel his own deficiencies at all. He does not feel that all of his engagement in Torah and mitzvot is lo lishma, and he is angry with the Creator for not being rewarded as befitting a complete righteous. Thus, he is perplexed. At one time, he is at peace with the Creator, and another time, he is in dispute. This is why peace said that he should not be created.
Meaning, the truth says no. Peace says no. Tzedek says yes. And the tzedek.
Peace to complain that the and tzedek said that let him be created, for he does tzedek, since by the mitzvot of almsgiving that he does for the poor, he gradually comes closer.
Meaning, he does righteous deeds for the poor. It's called, I mean, reason, in that. That even though he doesn't know and doesn't actually nothing. But anyways, he does the actions. Even though he doesn't feel and doesn't understand. Everyone hears, all the wise guys, right? You hear? Meaning, a person examines himself not according to what he has in his mind or in his heart, but rather he tries as a bull to the burden and a donkey to the weight that he has to pull. And this is the action of one who does mercy and does peace. And this way completes the truth. All for discernment. Only through an action which is above reason. As it's written, all that you have in your hand, do. A little bit you can do, even just to sit between us, like a dead person, like a stupid person, like a crazy. Just sit. You can sit. I can sit. I'm falling asleep. Okay. Fall asleep between us. Truly, until as much as just not to exit, just don't leave. And then slowly, slowly the efforts. Anyways, it's some small effort there. And that's how one progresses and advances. Therefore, but tzedek said, let him be created, for he does tzedakah. Since the mitzvot are of the almsgiving that he does for the poor, he gradually comes closer and he doesn't have anything. He's giving it anyway. It's called tzedakah. Is it? He gradually comes closer to the quality of bestowal until he comes to engage lishma and will be rewarded with eternal peace with the Creator. Meaning, to peace meaning to complete, to connection, completion, perfection. Hence, he should be created. That's what the tzedek said. Okay. What Asaf?
I have some advice for the day. So I'll ask because I'm not sure. I have a workshop till the afternoon. It's far from now. Like you told Mushi, we have to put in our intention into every word. Is it rational, even though that we get a lot during the lesson? You two during the day are in touch with us. It's felt during the actions that we do. Maybe you can send us a sentence several times during the day and we can get it during the day.
Can we do that in the email, in the regular email?
Possible by smartphone.
I don't know. Tell me how to do it and I will do it.
The question is, do you think it's the right thing to do?
I'm prepared. I'm ready. I have no problem all day long, even from overseas, just that when I'm leaving, you know that I remain here. This is very important for me, what you're doing, even though it goes out on the... It happens during the weekend. But just work it out technically how to do it, and I'm agreeing to do it.
Because you told Yaniv that it's good if you know what materials we're in. So I thought that.
Yes, because internality, thoughts, how the things move, and all that. But if it's a certain material or something, that I don't know. Please. I'll be happy. Always, when we say that we're doing intentions, we come back to the Israel, the Light, and the Creator are one. It's like something to grasp onto. Now, the public was always some kind of addition of coarseness, and they need to constantly rise above it and come back to Israel, the Light, and the Creator are one. Now, the public, because this very new conduct with it, something has changed in this formula, or is it didn't change, this formula didn't change. You changed in grasping it, in understanding it, in bringing it close to you. So far, Israel, the Light, and the Creator, somewhere was me, the group, and the Creator. The public somehow got it added into this thing. It's a new thing, is it? Not just an addition of coarseness, is it some extra part, or what is it? Yes, it's the main part in which we reveal. And that it's a good thing that you asked, that there used to be me, the group, and the Creator, and I would implement myself, realize myself in the group, and they're called Oraita, light. So there I would prepare only the vessels of Galgat Enayim, of the Kohanim. So now I have somewhere to implement them. So now Israel, the light, and the Creator, but Oraita is already not in the group, is the light. It's not in the group is where I implement the connection, but rather in the public, where in the masses, where I implement this connection. Now, if it was in the group, it would be the lights of Hasadim, more or less, because it would be the vessels of Gilgat Einayim, of Pistol. Now, we're actually towards the revelation of the lights of the Chokhmah. You're not aware what lights are about to be revealed compared to what we had before, some small understanding, some little feeling and something. Because the vessels of the public of our audiences are immense. It's a different degree. This is Bina and that's Malchus. Yes. So if the implementation is in the public right now, so the I, we're just taking the whole group as one I, that should be the attitude. I is actually the group. I and the group is the same thing. Yes. And then I have, yes. Okay, thank you. Yeah, we drew this. I don't know. Was it not clear before? That's not good. Okay, it's not important. In short, first it used to be I, the group, the Creator, Israel, the light, and the Creator, because light is being implemented in the group where we needed to do the connection. That's the reform, where they were forming light, which brings me to the connection with the group. So when we attained a certain connection with the group, the time has come, according to a certain calculation above, then There is Israel, we're in the middle, as the passage, towards the light, which is inside the public, in the audience, and the Creator is above. We are in the middle between the Creator and the masses. And the correction is done in the true shattered Kli, and we are the means for it.
No.
Well, we have our convention this weekend, and it's as if it entered into internal lines, the preparation for the convention. It's less, we're really expecting it, it's really sent, but with that, it's also very internal. It's very clear that's an intention of a convention of intention. It's about to invert all the work that we were doing right now in the intention. And anyways, there's not a whole lot of talking about it, because it's on our path. It kind of entered infinite, like it comes to you Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The same thing with the convention. It's on the path and we're continuing. But it's very important because we want to connect many factors, many groups to it, and especially the most desirable result from the convention is that we're building a system that will control the integral education dissemination in Europe, and that there will be for it also a place here that will manage it from here. Therefore, Shiovitz is going out there, and Moshe Admoni, and we really want for this to happen. Yes, Stockholm, we see them there. Oh, he's already there. Oh, wonderful. So, let's hope that it'll work out good. And for the meantime, one announcement before we end. The joy in connection, in unity. The World Convention of Kabbalah in Stockholm, Sweden. Friends, World Kli, we're happy to invite you to a convention of joy and happiness and unity. It'll be August 30th till September 9th. Eurocongress at info for information or on Sviva Tova. With that, we end. Have a wonderful day. וזה גדל בלב משמחה ומכאב יוצא למסע לא מתעכב קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה מעצמך לתת והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטף נחלים בחזורים של אהבה ועורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר